Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, show the mind of God. Holy Spirit, reveal the mind of God this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, reveal the mind of God this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the Father be glorified. Let the Father be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Every word this morning, Holy Spirit, speak expressly. Let the name of the Father be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. As speak expressly. Let there be deliverance. Let there be salvation. Let there be healing, let there be restoration, let your peace, let it start to sit in our hearts, embedded in our hearts this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And so, our Father, we just thank you once again for this gathering. We thank you for the privilege of being before you. It is not by our might, not by our power, but by your Spirit that we're here before you. We pray, oh Father, Lord God Almighty, your name be glorified. We pray, Father, Lord Almighty, that you transform each and every one of us that were in this deliberation, oh God. We transform everybody that will listen later on, oh God. We pray, oh Lord, that your word as it goes out, oh Lord, will not come back to you void, but you accomplish what you have sent it out to do, oh Lord. Father, Lord God Almighty, let your name be glorified, oh Lord. Help us to honor you with everything we say, everything we do, oh Lord. Let your name be glorified, Father. Thank you for being in our midst, Father.
Thank you
for control, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your blood that has washed us. Thank you for Jesus to come to die for us. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for what you are doing, and thank you for what you are yet to do, Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Welcome up. Hallelujah.
Amen. Peace and good to you. Welcome, Sister Bridget. Excuse me. Peace I give to you. That's what the Lord has said, the Lord Jesus has told to us. And our topic today is three cheers. Three cheers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the Bible verse is John 16:33. John 16:33 is a Bible verse, and it says, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That is what Jesus has told us. So I read, in the mid 80s, Stephen Patrick Morrissey, better known as Mars, dominated the British rock charts. Known for his melancholy as much as for his music, Morrissey's songs had predominantly depressive themes.
Mm.
They dwelled on fractured relationships, lonely nightclubs, and the hopeless weight of the past. In short, Morrissey was a singer who lived a cheerless life in a minor key. How different from the life Jesus called his followers to live. On three different occasions, he encouraged his disciples to be of good cheer. Bible teacher Philip de Courcy calls them the three cheers of the New Testament. The first reason to be cheerful is because your sins are forgiven and forgotten in Christ. Hallelujah. Matthew 9:2 says, take heart, son, your sins are forgiven. Take heart, your sins are forgiven. Because of Calvary, your faults and failings will never be used in judgment against you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John 5:24 says, very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. I will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life.
Hallelujah. Powerful.
We are saying hallelujah for anybody who doesn't understand. One of the three cheers and the major part of this, our sins have been forgiven. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. The Bible says the law of sin, there's a law. When you sin, death follows. It's a law. It's like the law of gravity. When you sin, death follows. But because of the gift of God in Christ Jesus, those wages have been paid already. We're all sinners. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. But our sin will never be used in judgment against us again, because our sins are forgiven and forgotten.
Hallelujah.
In Christ Jesus.
Mm.
That is, even if nothing else ever, even if Christ never does anything for us again, even if God never blesses us again, God is a God that blesses. He's a giver. So he will always give. That is just who he is. But if he never, ever gives us anything again, this, the fact that we have eternal life, very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged. You have crossed over from death to life. That is what that John 5:24 says. Hebrews 8:12 says, "For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." That's Hebrews 8:12. He will remember our sins no more. The Bible also says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us." All this I'm saying for us to sing into our head. That is such a good reason to be cheerful. Like, if nothing else, even if everything is going bad in our lives, the fact that we have eternal life,
Jesus.
The fact that we have eternal life, the fact that our transgressions have been removed from us as far as the east is from the west, the fact that we are no longer under the law of sin and death, because Jesus has taken that penalty for us, is enough to be cheerful. Romans 8:1-2 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death." Because we're human beings, we're always going to sin. We are not perfect. It's not to say that we're going to be, you know, sinning any which way. We're going to be making mistakes on purpose just because we know our sins are forgiven. We're going to do whatever we want. No, that is not what we're saying. But we are imperfect human beings. We're going to make mistakes. Unfortunately, the flesh is powerful. We'll give into the flesh sometimes. But when that happens, we are free from the law of sin and death. Jesus has paid that penalty. One can not stress it enough. We will never be used in judgment against us, because now Jesus stands in gap for us. Of course, this is for people who know Christ Jesus. And Pastor will talk about that more later. This is for people who know Christ Jesus. If you don't know Christ Jesus, this does not work for you. It's not the same. But for those of us who have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, who have accepted that Jesus paid that penalty, he is the one standing in gap for us now. He has taken that penalty for us. And we will be cheerful because of that. We will be joyous because of that. We will glorify the Lord all the days of our lives, because he has paid that price.
Hallelujah.
He has paid that price.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I continue. The second reason to be cheerful is because we are not fighting for victory, but from the vantage point of victory. Hallelujah. We are fighting from victory. We are not... The battle is won. It's done. We have the God has already promised us that promised land. It's a fixed fight. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. fighting from a place of victory. Because in Christ Jesus, he has overcome. And because he overcame, he has given us that victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." He gives us victory continuously through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank the Lord for that because, excuse me, we need victory. Victory over Satan, for Satan. We have victory over Satan. Satan, he's a roaring lion who goes all through the earth looking who to devour. He has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But we do not have to be afraid because we have victory. We have victory. Revelations 12:10-11 says, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. The accuser, which is Satan, of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down." Satan accuses us day and night, but he has been hurled down. We don't have to be afraid of his accusations. He will come accuse us, but we don't have to be afraid because they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They triumphed over, it is in the past tense, we have triumphed over him by the blood that was shed on Calvary and by the word of our testimony. We have triumphed. I know sometimes we forget. In fact, I'd messaged Sister Bridget about, I'm like, there's just a, thank the Lord for Sister Bridget. She messaged me first. She's like, hope everything is okay with you. And I'm like, I just had this battle of the mind going on. It's just been rough. And I had forgotten that I'm coming from a place of victory. From victory. Because if I remember that, there's no reason for me to, you know, the battle will still be there, but it will be easier. It won't be such a struggle. So we need to remember we are coming from a place of victory. We have already triumphed. It is a fixed fight. It's just like when you're watching Rocky. Rocky will be knocked down, you know, but he'll get up. You know he's going to win. You just like, Rocky, get back up. Rocky, get back up. You're going to win. You know the end of the movie before it even starts. The same thing when we're going through challenges, we can be cheerful because we know we have overcome because Jesus has given us that victory. We have victory over Satan. We have victory over sin. Romans 6:14 says, "For sin shall no longer be your master because you are not under the law, but under grace." So whenever we have temptations, whenever we have those trials, it will no longer be our master. We have victory over it. We have victory over our enemy and battles. Our enemy, of course, the biggest enemy is Satan. He is the enemy. He might use people, he might use circumstances, but he is the enemy. We have victory over him. Yeah. Deuteronomy 24 says, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." He goes with you to give you victory. He's not just going with you just to rub you on the head or give you a pat on the back. No, he's not just going with you just to say that, oh, I'm here. No, he's going with you to give you victory. That is the point of him going with you. So that when we're going there to talk to your enemies, we're not just going to just have a chit chat with the enemy. No, that's not what's going. We're not just going to say, hey, we're here. Please, this. You know how you go see some people just to beg them? Please have mercy on me now. You know how this is now. You know the situation. Please, I beg. No. Mm-mm. No. That's not. We're not going to this battle to beg. We're not going to this battle just to shine teeth. No. We're coming here. It is a battle we are going to win. We need to be cheerful for that. We have the victory. We have the victory already. We need to remember and we need to be cheerful because of that. We need, even when the battle comes, we even be, honestly, because the Bible does say that when we should consider it joy when we encounter those trials and tribulations. So when we see those trials come our way, we'll be joyful that this is another opportunity to show the devil where that we already have the victory and we'll show it. And we'll be able to testify before our brethren and before unbelievers when we have those trials and tribulations. We should be cheerful, and we can be cheerful because we are going from a place of victory. Everything that comes our way, we are overcomers. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus, and we can be cheerful for that. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And I continue. And the third reason to cheer is because Jesus will be with you no matter what life throws at you or who comes against you. That is so, again, so comforting. It's comforting and it should make us joyful that Jesus will be with us no matter what life throws at us or who comes against us. Like the terrified disciples on board a storm-tossed boat, he will be there with you when you need him. You have his word on it. You have his word. He is not a man that he should lie. He said he would be with us. They were troubled, I continue, but immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I, do not be afraid." Matthew 14, 26 to 27. He will be with us. That is the reason to be cheerful, no matter what. Isaiah 41, 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you." Psalm 23 that we always quote says, 23 verse 4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me." No matter what. It's just like when, like little children, you know, if they are by themselves on the playground and some bully comes, they might be upset, they might be discouraged, they might be fearful. But if their parent is with them, they come with their shoulder, their head up high, their shoulders back. They're like, "I got this. My mom is here. My dad is here. What do you want to do?" Jesus is with us. We can be cheerful. We can be cheerful. Deuteronomy 21:8 says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." The Lord himself goes with you. He doesn't send somebody else. The Lord himself goes before you and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Never, never leave you. That is the key word. It means it doesn't matter what you feel. Because sometimes we want to feel, there's nothing wrong with saying that we want to feel God's presence and it's nice to be able to be cognizant of God's presence. But sometimes we don't sense his presence and the devil bring words to our heart that says God is not here. Oh, you know, you don't sense his presence. You can't see him working, so he's not with you. You can't see him in the situation, so he's not with you. But no, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter what's going on. He says he will never leave you nor forsake you. Whether you're in the valley of the shadow of death, whether you're on the mountaintop, whether you're in between, he will never leave you nor forsake you. And because of that, we can be cheerful. We can be cheerful. We can be joyful. So that no matter what's going on, when everything looks crazy and people are like, why are you joyful? And do you see what's going on? Are you looking at it? Do you see what's happening in the world? Why are you joyful? Why are you cheerful? God is with me. That is enough to be cheerful. That is enough to be cheerful. And I continue. Peace is in the absence of storms. Peace is not the absence of storms. Jesus himself said you would have tribulations. You would have trouble. But like John 16:33 says again, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Peace isn't the absence of storms. It is knowing Christ is with us and nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And that is from Romans 8:39. Mm-hmm. Now just read that. I'll read 38 to 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Nothing. And it's that we should just be cheerful. Those three cheers are so important. God help us, because that's the reason why all of us should always be cheerful. No matter what's going on in our lives, those three things, the fact that we are sins, have been forgiven and forgotten in Christ, the fact that we have eternal life because Jesus has paid the penalty. Jesus has taken our sins away. Our sins have been removed from us as far as it is from the west. That is so joyful. That is so amazing. That is so awesome. The fact that we have victory over Satan, victory over sin, victory over circumstances, the fact that the battle is won. We are coming from a place of victory. We are not fighting it right now. It's already being fought. It is finished, is what Christ said on the cross. It is finished. He has done it. We can be cheerful for that. We can be joyful for that. The fact that he's always with us.
Yes, 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 yes.
The fact that he's always with us.
Yeah, Jesus.
He will leave us, not forsake us.
Dear Lord.
That he goes before us, he's behind us, he's around us. Whether we're on the mountaintop, whether we're in the valley of the shadow of death, no matter what is going on, he is with us. He will never, ever, that's what he has said, he will never leave us or forsake us, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like. Even like when it's as dark as night and you can't see anything, he's still there. He's with us. And we can just be cheerful. We can just be joyful. We can worship him. We can adore him. We can glorify him for it all. We can just
thank you, Lord.
Bask in that.
Thank you, Lord.
And we just thank him. Thank we can you. Just glorify him
yes,
because of all that. So thank let's be cheerful, brethren. Let's
peace.
Be cheerful.
Thank
just
you.
Be cheerful. Peace. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Just open up the floor for contributions, please.
What a wonderful time, Statulu. You really went deeper than expected, because, you know, sometimes we go through things and God wants to use that thing to get his word across. The testimony you briefly shared that you were going through things and Sister Bridget called you and says everything okay. That's a powerful testimony, because sometimes our circumstances that we go through, we think it's just a painful circumstances or things that go through our mind. It's just for us, but it's for others to understand that we have a God that never sleep or slumber. And that's a powerful one. But one thing that I want to, add to every good things that you've said that the Spirit of God has ministered through you this morning is that peace is already there for us. God already gave us that peace when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. He gave us that peace. But the thing is that, do we really accept that peace? Do we really soak that peace in? Are we in possession of that peace that he has given us? That is the question we have to ask ourselves. That do we really know what God has given us? I'll share a testimony, because I call it a testimony. This was overnight. I didn't even have shared this with my wife yet. Somebody that's close to you that you know that actually you cannot, they're right behind me and not knowing that they're there to do me harm. And what this person do is just took a gun out and put it behind me and shoot the gun through my ribs in the back. But I just said, Jesus. And what happened? That gun did not penetrate. It just backed out. The bullet did not go through my body. But when I turn around, the normal thing that will have happened for things like that, that you did that, why would they do that? I just said, well, Father, have mercy on him. I don't see the face, but I know that this person must be close to me for that person to be that close. And I just said, Lord, have mercy. Because it really doesn't matter. Because at that point, I just felt like, maybe it's time for me to go. It was no fear of whether the person disrupt anything in my life. Because I am not shivery or I'm afraid or anything at all. Because I just felt, Jesus, the bullet came back out of my body. It didn't even go through in the body. So that's just telling you that when you have peace of God in you, it doesn't matter what goes around, what people do to you, what storm come around you, you will be confident that God is there, knowing that no matter what the enemy throw at you, because you have God, they will not stick. They will not stick. And that's one thing that we want to keep in mind. And the Deuteronomy that you use, God said, I will go with you so that you can obtain victory. It's not because he's going with you so that he can give you anything. He's going with you so that all the challenges of life that you're going to encounter, he can carry you through them. God was with Joseph. I keep on using Joseph as an example for the past few days now. God was with Joseph. So all the encounter that Joseph experience in life, he never go back and say, Potiphar wife, you did this to me, I'm going to destroy you. Or he get to a point where he was in Egypt, he didn't go back to say his brother sold him, threw him in the ditch and lied to his father. He did not do that. What did he tell them? He said, every evil thing that you plan to do for me, God turned them to good. And all of these things that we are seeing that steal peace of God from us, they are not going to come from stranger. They're going to come from people that are close to you. Their purpose is to steal your peace. Their purpose is to steal what God has given you because of their envy, because of their jealousy, because of their insecurity, because of whatever the enemy may have put in there. They want to steal the peace that you have. So you just know that you're not standing on the flesh. Because if you're standing on the flesh, yeah, they will have the opportunity to steal that peace. So the bottom line is that, do you know what you have? All of this thing that Jesus said to the apostle, to the disciple in the book of John, you read the whole from verse 25 down. He said, I'm telling you this thing so that you will not have to worry about anything. It will not make sense in the regular person's mind. That this guy, you even know that they were discussing that said, he said he's going and he's coming. What does it mean? He's going and he's coming. And he's going to go and turn to the Father and all of that. Talk to the Father about us. That anything that we do in his name, it will be done. It doesn't make sense. And the human thinking, we say he gave us peace. Where is the peace? I have to work to eat. I got to work. I got this trouble. I got that worry. I got all this problem. I did not know. Where is the peace? Even within our own home, we say we have the peace of God. But in our home, there is trouble between husband and wife. There is trouble between father and child. There is trouble between mother and mother. Where is that peace? But we are looking with our own human eye. But when we think deep and we draw the strength from him, then that peace will come to say, wow, why am I worried about all of these things? They don't build value in me because I'm worried about those. God say I shouldn't worry about that. Oh, I am disturbed about somebody's action. God say, no, you should not be disturbed about their action. Those that despitefully use you, pray for them. Those that even come to attack you, bless them. Those that don't even like to speak evil about you, do what? Bless them, because you have peace within you. When you have Christ in you, you don't look at anything around you that will want to cause you pain. Remember that statement. Peace is not in the absence of storm. As a matter of fact, when storm comes, that's when you will know what you have, whether you really have Christ or you only have flesh. When the attack comes, is when you want to really know who lives in you. Because Jesus was sleeping when the boat was almost capsized. The apostles that were with him, they didn't even know him. That is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of the storm. He is the powerful God that created the storm, the heaven and earth. They don't know that. Because if they had known that, they would have just gone down and gone and laid down with him where he is at. Do we really know him? Do we really know him? And God will help us to have understanding of who he is so we can walk in the peace which he has given us and stop worrying about things that are irrelevant, things that don't really matter, things that are only going to make us, you know, be something that we are not. If we allow circumstances to change us, to make us to be not even produce character of God in us. May God help us all in Jesus' name. Certainly, you've done wonderful tonight, this morning. May God continue to strengthen you and give you more wisdom in Jesus' name. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Pastor. I definitely love what you said about, you know, God has given us that peace, but have you received it? Have you received it? And like we learned last week, you know, people whose minds are stayed on him, he keeps in perfect peace. But when you're not keeping your mind on Christ, you won't be able to receive that peace that he has given. He's given it to you. Are you receiving it? And I also love what you said, you know, that storm, when it comes, it'll test you. It'll let you know, whether you really know Christ, whether you really believe his character, whether you really believe he's the Prince of Peace. Whether you really believe he'll be able to carry you through that storm. You'll be able to know whether you are leaning on Christ or whether you're actually just doing mouth service, lip service, whether you're just leaning on the flesh. So peace is not absence of storms. The storms will come, but will you receive that peace? Will you have that peace already in you when the storms come so you can display it in the midst of the storms? And God will help us, like you said, to really understand God's character, to really, really understand, always default to leaning on him. God will help us in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Hello. I'm
good. Thank God. Thank God. My contribution this morning is more of a testimony, just like what Pastor shared this morning. In fact, when I saw this topic, I said, Dami, you have to share that testimony.
Hallelujah.
So, a few nights ago, I had two dreams, actually. One was somebody very close to me, actually, stole something from me. And usually, when I have such dreams like that, I will be so scared to confront the person that even I will be the one that will run away. I don't know where that boldness came from. And I ordered that person, I'm like, give it back to me. This is mine and it's for me alone, you know. And the person didn't even fight it. It just handed it back to me. And I remember it's the jewelry box I have in my dresser. And I collected it back. And that was the first victory. The second one was, I don't know, I was from work. I felt like I was coming out of work and walking into a shrine in Niger. And I'm like, when I woke up and I was trying to analyze that dream, I'm like, how does America correlate with shrine in Nigeria? And I could see those people, they wore this white white attire. You know all these Ifa people that they wear their white whatever, sha. They wore it and they were chanting. And at first, I wanted to be scared, like, what is going on? And for whatever reason, as I was walking, there were stairs there, and I was just shouting, Jesus, Holy Spirit, take control. Jesus, Holy Spirit, take control. And literally, I was saying it out in my dream, you know? And one after the other, those people, they were running away, like they were the one running away from me, you know? And then I woke up, I'm like, God, like, this is victory right here. Like, this is victory right here, you know? And I'm sure that the victory didn't only come is by dwelling in the word of God, knowing that the power we have in Christ, like, God has already finished this, you know? Knowing that you totally surrender and God has taken care of it. And it gives you that peace that surpasses all understanding. I mean, they said, peace is not the absence of trouble or the absence of storm, but is the assurance that you have in God that, you know what, whatever this peace or this storm comes, it's not going to clear me or consume me. Instead, the storm will come to clear path for me, you know. So that's just my contribution and testimony.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Definitely thank you so much, Sister Dami. Definitely powerful. Like you said, I mean, definitely victories. And you're able to have those victories, like you said, because you already had that indwelling of God's word. You already had the indwelling of Christ in you. You already knew that you had the victory. You came to that whole situation from a place of victory. You know, you weren't there to just come and fight. You already knew that, give me back this is mine. Give it back to me. What are you talking about? You go into a shrine. What is this? No. In Jesus' name, get out of my way. You know, your mindset was already a mindset of a victor. And that's the same thing with Pastor too. Your mindset was already a mindset of a victor, you know, and we thank the Lord for that. And that's why it's important to know the character of God, know the word of God, know what you have in Christ. Because if you don't know what you have, then you won't be able to claim it. You know, if somebody, I don't know what I was reading about, somebody who, a poor person was homeless and died with a winning lottery ticket in his pocket. And it's like, that person had a winning lottery ticket, but died homeless because he didn't know what he had. But you, Sister Dami, you knew who you served, you knew who had your back, so you were able to claim your victory. You were able to say, get out of my way. You know, Pastor too, you know, it's like, I know who I am in Christ. I know what, I'm not going to be afraid, because no matter what happens to me, I have Christ. I have that peace. He just said, Jesus, you know, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. Thank the Lord for that. You know, and the devices of the devil did not come to pass. It did not take hold. And we thank the Lord for those testimonies of victory in Christ. And that's for all of us to know that when God says we have the victory, he means it. We have the victory. It is already ours. It is already ours. We can fight from a place of victory. We're not just fighting now. It is done. It is finished. And like Pastor again said, and like Sister Dami reiterated, peace is not the absence of storms, but the presence and assurance, the assurance of God's presence. That's what that peace is, that in the midst of it all, we have him. He is with us. He has our back. He's got this. There's no reason to be worried about anything. And God will help us to really, really, really know that character of God, that peace, that we really receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. May we have more contributions, please?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I just want to appreciate God for the contribution. There is nothing more to add, but I just want to talk to our sister that the testimony she just shared. I want you to, I'm so encouraged by that revelation that you shared, because you see, in the physical, we can quote scripture, we can say a lot of things about who God is to us. But when you are sleeping in the dream, it's a different matter altogether. For you to be able to act the way you did, the Bible says in Revelation, but not just Christ will say that I will give you a name that only you will know. It's an experience. So that is an elevation, spiritual promotion for you. And whatever you are doing right now, I want you to stay more and advance more and dip more into God and take on consecration more. The Lord bless you and keep you and each and every one of us in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that encouragement, Sister Bridget. I mean, I didn't even think about it like that, but thank you, Sister Bridget. That's awesome. Thank you for enlightening us. Thank you for the encouragement. Sister Dami, thank God for your life too. Thank God for your life. Any more contributions, please? Let's just remember, you know, the three chairs that we have again, that forgiveness of sins, the fact that we have the victory, and the fact that God is always with us. Jesus is with us. Amen. Because he's with us, we can have that peace. We can have that assurance. Our mind can be at rest. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be anxious about anything. Because he's with us, he's with us to go fight the victory. He's with us to go clear the way for us. He's with us to make our path straight, to level the mountain, to do what needs to be done for us to have that victory. We don't have to worry about anything. So let's just always be cheerful. Let's always be thankful. Let's always glorify him. Let's always worship God, because we know that he's for us. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Pastor, I'll just hand over to back over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for contribution this morning. It's a very powerful peace of God. It's needed. It's needed. And it's needed within us. God already gave it to us. And there is no doubt that he is the Prince of Peace. But we need to be very, very sensitive to what's in our surrounding. And I think that's one thing that we want to keep an eye on, because the surrounding, we compromise. We tend want to compromise the peace of God in us. And that's the goal of the devil, to want to compromise those things. And I pray that God, in his own mighty end, will not give the devil upper hand over us. We need to be very sensitive and be very conscious, intentionally look at people that are around us and look at what their intent are. Is their character, is it cultivate what Christ taught us? Is their behavior, is it in the line with what Christ expects of us? Because we get compromised by the people that we are surrounded by. And I think it's very important, because we steal your peace. And when we're talking about peace, I'm not talking about the physical peace. A physical peace, it's all those things with the past, there we go. But the internal, the peace, that true peace that comes from him, the one that knows that your future is guaranteed in heaven. Because the earthly things, the earthly peace that we all want to achieve, a great house, a great money, none of those things bring peace. The true peace is that, yes, my life is secure. Heaven, say, I've gone before you and I've prepared a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. And I've gone to prepare a place for you. That is the peace that we are talking about this morning. And if anything above that, then you actually not accepted the peace that God is talking about. because everything that are materialistic, they're all going to be faded away. What will not fade away is that peace that heaven is secure, the hope of glory, the hope that we are looking for. Because everything we have here, God will give it to us. He will provide them for us. But when we leave, is that assurance of peace there? Is that assurance of peace there that we are going to make to heaven? Because if our character is still not producing that heavenly character of God, then what should we say to that? And that's the opportunity we want to give for those that have not secured that peace, that heavenly peace, to come to the Lord. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I'm sorry to tell you, you cannot operate in that peace. You must first accept him, because the Bible says there is no other way to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Say, I am the truth, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through me. So you must first accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That would be a new thing in your life. There are three things that occur in the life of human. Three things. First, the day you were born. Second, the day you become born again. Third, the day you give up this earth. And those are the three critical things. You may have been born, you are alive right now, but if you don't know Christ, that step needs to be taking place in your life. All you have to say, speak, tell after me. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Forgive me. I believe that you're Son of God. You died for me, and you are the Son of God. I confess you this morning. Jesus Christ, you are the Lord over my life. Come and live in my heart. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. If you say that, welcome with you to your new life. We pray that the Holy Spirit fall upon your life and start walking through you and start making ways in your life and start teaching you how to enjoy the peace of God, that when you leave this earth, you will rise up and you will be with him. Because Jesus said to the disciple, I am going to go to the Father, and I will come back and reveal to you things that you, only you, can use to survive in the world. God will continue to guide you. Look for a Bible-believing church close to you. Tell them you have just accepted Jesus Christ. They will walk with you. If you can't find a Bible-believing church, go on the internet, type rccg.org, and then go in there. You will find a Redeemed Christian Church of God with you. Go in there, tell them you just accept Christ, and they will walk with you. The rest of us, you know, the world give you peace. The world give you money. There is no peace in it. The world give you a house, there's no peace in it. Jesus said, the peace I give to you is not the same way the world give it. When we want job, we got the job, there is trouble with it. When we want this, we want that. Every time we got something that the world gave, it's always something that's attached to it. But Jesus Christ is the only one that gives peace, that nothing is attached. A peace that's past all understanding. A peace that nobody can contend with. A peace that when you go to sleep, you can sleep and believe that God, if you come in your sleep, you will not be left behind. That is the peace we are talking about today. That my life is showing the light of God. Is my behavior, is it giving the good news of Jesus Christ? Is my action, is it propagating this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? That is what we heard this morning on the Bible verse of today. That are we salt of the earth? Are we producing the peace that we have? If you're not producing peace, let's pray that God, help me to let the peace you should have given me be extended to my neighbor, be extended to my family, be extended to my friend, be extended to everybody else, so that the peace can reign all over the place where we are. Brethren, peace starts with you. You have it. Make sure that you spread the peace. And may the Lord help us all in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you once again for this great opportunity to remind us that the peace that you have given to us is not like the world. We know we want this, we want that. And when we have them, they're not enough. That means they're not peace enough. But when we have you, we know that your peace that passes all understanding. Father, we pray that is there any trouble? Is there any worry? Is there anywhere that we are challenged? Father, let the peace that you have given us, let it override all the challenges that we may face in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, your daughter that you have used this morning, we pray that, Lord, you will replenish her with more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because, Lord, another hour is coming later on this evening. Let the Holy Spirit move through your daughters that will be ministering tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All the era today, Father, let them hear the good news. Let there be salvation. Let there be deliverance. Everyone that have accepted Christ today, Father, we seal them with the blood of Jesus, that the enemy will not steal this peace that you have given to them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We that we already have your peace, Father, do not let the world take it away. Do not let the world take it away. Do not let our action perpetrate the bad things that the world is giving. But let our action, let it be speak of what the peace you have given to us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And what the Lord has blessed, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Thank you, Satoru, for leading to this morning. May the Lord keep you. May he continue to shine his face upon you and grant you peace all around in Jesus' name. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Satoru.